And then from there on, from the moment of getting in that van, it was a sort of a, I can't say, we call it an atmosphere. But then this sort of tension stayed with me for some months afterwards, this sort of feeling of how big this thing was, because the police chap, there was a policeman sitting in the back with us, and shaking like a leaf.
Just one policeman?
One policeman, but the others were in the front, you see. Mm-hmm. And then two more, I think a couple more jumped in behind, sat in with us, shaking like a leaf and giving us cigarettes and dropping the cigarettes and saying, oh my God, this is not my scene at all. Why did they have to pull me off desk duty for something look as big as this? And we said, as big as what? He said, oh, he said, haven't you heard the television? Haven't you seen the television? Haven't you heard the radios and the newspapers? He said, oh my word. So I said, no, he said, oh, I want to get back in the station. Because the boys started to rock the van, you know, in a sort of, before it pulled away. He said, yeah, here we go, it's going to be trouble. They're going to turn us over. Then we pulled away. And then they said, I believe you're going to Pentonville. You will be termed as civil prisoners. And that was that. Then they took us to Pentonville.
You're taking